begin the current top of the Yumadaf Lamadal. We begin two lines down from the top of the Yamad. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is from the famous Maracha that Abai was Masada, which is said in Karbonis before Pesukah de Zimra. It was Masada, a Gemara, in the opinion of Abishal, what was the order of precedence of things that happen in the morning, starting from the organization of the Maracha Gedayla, all the way down to the Tamashal Ben Abayim, which was the last thing brought during the day. So the Gemara had quoted that statement and then went through in great detail to show how each one went in that chronological order. So that's where the Gemara is holding now, in the middle of that statement, where we said, U'mincha lachavitin. And that is the carbon mincha, which is the mincha nesachim, which comes together with the carbon tumen every single day, which is totally burnt, the flour offering, on the Mizbeach. That came before the chavitin, which was the Kohen Gadol's mincha that he would bring every single day. How do we know that? So the Gemara says, because it says in Pasuk of Vayikra, Oilu u'mincha, that is the complete pasuk in Vayikra Chav Gimel says, lahakriv ish l'Hashem, that is to sacrifice a fire offering to Hashem, oilu u'mincha, a carbon oilu, which is a reference to carbon tamid and its mincha that comes along with it, the flour offering, zevach u'nesachem, a carbon and its libations, dvar yoyim b'yoymai, every single day according to what was necessary. So on that, the explanation is, when it says oilu u'mincha, the Gemara is quoting, to teach you that the mincha of the oila should be directly after the oila itself, and what that means to say that the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol should not be in between and interrupt the oila and the mincha of the Karmen Tamen. That's how we know that the mincha of the Tamen came before the chavitin. Now, the continuation of Abaye was the chavitin and the nesachim, and that the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, that mincha came before the nesachim, the libations of the Karmen Tamen itself. Why is that? Shum mincha, because of the name mincha that the chavitin itself has, and that is since the chavitin itself is a mincha, therefore the pasuk required that the chavitin, it too should be with the carbon tamar. As the pasuk says regarding the chavitin in Bamidbar Chavchas, v'asiris ha'efa, the tenth of ha'efa, seilis l'mincha tamid, should constantly be a seilif and mincha. So therefore it also has, A, first of all, it's considered a mincha, and second, has the level of tamidius, so it should also be after the carbon tamid. So first comes the minchas nesachim itself, the mincha of the karmen tamen, and directly after that comes, as we said, because it says oila mincha, and directly after that comes the chavitin, which also has the status of a mincha, so it's included in that category of having a mincha after the karmen tamen itself. Then we said, v'nesachim l'mesafin, so the nesachim comes after the chavitin, and then the libations of the karmen tamen come before, let's say if it's Shabbos, comes before karmen musaf. Why is that? So as the pasuk that we just quoted says, zevach u'nesachem, which means the carbon and its libations, which comes to teach you that no other carbon should come in between a carbon and its libations, and therefore since these nesachem are part of the process, the carbon tamid, together with it, it has a minchas nesachem, has the libations of wine itself, and therefore you first conclude the carbon tamid, and then you move on to the next carbon, that of the carbon musaf. Now, one of the final things was, u'mesafen l'mezichen, which is also on Shabbos. If you bring a Karban Musaf, you bring that before the Bezichim, which are the two spoons of frankincense, which they would go ahead and be makter on Shabbos, when they would go ahead and take away the old Lechem Apanim, the Kohen would eat it, and bring the new Lechem Apanim and the new spoons of the Bezichim. On that, the Gemara asks, but v'tayil in the Braisa, the opposite, Bezichim Karban Musafim, that we first are makter, the two spoons of frankincense, and then bring the Karban Musaf. So that contradicts what Abaye said. The Gemara says Tanoim. It's actually a Machalik's Tanoim, which is quoted in Masechet Pesachim and Dafnun Chesam and Aleph between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, which one comes first, and therefore Abaye was going according to the opinion that holds that the Masafin came before the Bezichim. Now, Omar Abaye actually says that Mistabru command Omar, it makes sense like the one who says, which was how Abaye had quoted the Maracha in the name of, in the opinion of Abishal, that Masafin came the Bezichim, that the Karban Musaf comes before the Bezichim. And the reason is because lav mi amrit babayka babayka lahakdim. Didn't we explain on the previous staff that when it says a terminology by Menorah or other areas where it says babayka babayka, comes to teach you that it should be very early, like the Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi, because it says in the morning. Now, morning of the morning sounds like even earlier. So hanami, so here also in the reverse, bayoyim bayoyim la'achar. Here when it says regarding the bezichin, organizing the lechem upon them with the spoons of frankincense on the shulchan, it says bayoyim haShabbos, and it says bayoyim haShabbos, yarchenu should be prepared. Now, bayoyim sounds like in the day, in other words, in the light and the essence of the day, not in the morning. rather later on in the day. And it says bayoyim bayoyim, sounds like even later. Hence, it would make sense to say that the bezichin come after the mosaf, because bezichin and showing comes later, bayoyim bayoyim. So therefore, we would first do the mosaf and then the bezichin. So therefore, the Gemara asks, so my time of demand, Omar bezichin kaim mosaf. And so Abai explained very well the opinion that he goes with, which is that mosaf comes before bezichin. What's the understanding of the opinion that bezichin comes before the mosafim? So then the Gemara answers, Gamar chuka mechavit. That opinion holds that you learn out Gzeir Shava from the term of chok, of a statute from chavitin. Because by chavitin it says, chok oilam la Hashem, it should be an eternal statute for Hashem kalotak, that it should be totally burned. But by bezichin, it also says the same terminology, kodesh kodesh umuloi me'isha Hashem chok oilam, and use the same term of chuka. And therefore it's going on the entire context, so we learn from there that just like chavitin comes before the Kabbal Musaf, so too the bezichin come before the Kabbal Musaf. Because that's how we learn from chuka, from bezichin, from the chavitin, that bezichin has the same thing of precedence for the musaf. The Gemara asks, imi hasam gamar, if you're learning out bezichin from chavitin, and that's what comes before the kabbal musaf, then ligmer kula milsim hasam. Then you should learn all the halachas of chavitin should apply to the bezichin, especially in the laws of precedence, and therefore it should come even before the nesachim. Just like chavitin comes before the nesachim, as we just illustrated before, so to bezichin should come not only before the Kabbal Musaf, but even before the nesachim, the libations of the Karban Tamid. So that the Gemara answers, l'hochei ahani, b'yoyim b'yoyim l'achar. The other opinions supported themselves by saying, oh, b'yoyim b'yoyim bezichin is very late, and therefore Musaf comes first. And that is what they're saying. No, bezichin comes before Musaf, because we're learning chuka from chavitin. But then you're asking, but then it should be even before the Nesachim. No, that's what Bayim Bayim, yes, Bayim Bayim illustrates. It should be later. So it's later in the contrast to the Nesachim. So therefore, the Nesachim will come before. However, but that's what we're comparing it to, the halachas of Chavitin, to say that it comes before the Kabbalah Musaf. And this concludes what was introduced on the previous staff, this Marachim Mishmei the Gemara, Libid Abishal, that Abai had introduced the entire order of the Seidu Hayyim and the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah, which will then illustrate why it was important to make this whole Marach of Abaya according to the opinion of Abishal. So the Mishnah said that Keteris Shal Shachar Haisekreva Bein Dam Levar. The Keteris in the morning, where the Keteris is brought Pras B'Shachas and Pras Bein Abayim, half in the morning, half in the evening. So when was it brought in the morning? It was brought between the blood of the Karban Tamid and the limbs of the Karban Tamid, which was sacrificed in the Adam Mizbeach. Now the Gemara asks, Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? And that is Irabbanan, if you say it's like the Rabbanan, whose opinion was quoted in the first paragraph of Tezvav and Aleph, that Keteris comes in between the Hatabas and Neiros, that first you clean out five of the lamps of the menorah, then you do the Keteris, and then you finish up the remaining two of the lambs. But then Keteris is not between the blood and the limbs of the Karban Tamid, rather, Bein Dam L'Neiros Mi Boyle. It should have said that between the blood, and before you conclude the Avodah of the Neiros, which means before the last two lamps, that's when you bring the Keteris, because according to the Rabbanan, the Keteris is before the remainder of the two lamps. Now, not by the limbs, so therefore, why doesn't it say Bein Dam L'Neiros? And Iyabashal, if you're saying our Mishnah is going like Abishal, which was just clearly demonstrated in this Marach of Abaya, which was what we had introduced in the previous daf, then Bein Neiros Le'Ivar Meboyle. It shouldn't say between the dam of the Tamid and the varm of the Tamid is when the Keteris is brought. Rather, between the lamps, the cleaning of the lamps, which means, because his opinion is Keteris is brought after, not like Rabban, that's in between. After the cleaning of the lamps, that's when the Keteris is brought. So it's between the Neiros and the varm when the limbs of the Karban Tamid are sacrificed. So therefore, it's not between the dam, but rather between the Neiros and the varm. So who is that Mishnah going like? So the Gemara answers, La'olam Rabbani. Truthfully, the Tana of Mishnah could be like Drabban, and as Rashi says, really could be like any opinion. We're just saying Drabban because we'd rather go like the majority opinion of the Rabbanan. Ubesidra lekamayri. The Tana of Mishnah was not medactic, it wasn't being precise in regards to exactly was it between the Neiros and Nevarim, was it between the Dam and the Neiros. Rather, their whole intention was to say in relation to the limbs of the Karban Tamid, where was the Keteris placed? That's why they said it in contrast to the Ivari HaTamid, but regarding to the other processes, they weren't being precise, and therefore it could really be the Rabbanan. It just didn't mention being Dam L'Neiros, because the intention was, although that's exactly where it was, but it wanted to say it in relation to the Ivari HaTamid, and that's why it used being Dam L'Ivar. Then the Mishnah told us that, however, Vishal Bein Harbayim, But regarding the Gittaris of the evening, then it was burnt on the coals between when the limbs were sacrificed and the minchas nesachim, and the mincha of the nesachim of the carbon tamid. Now that the Gemara asks, minohan emili, from where do we know this, that between the sacrificing of the tamid shel ben harbayim of its limbs and its minchas nesachim was between that was when the Gittaris was brought in the evening? So Amar Birchin Mirchin says, Damakra, because there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that tells us, Kiminchas habaker uchaniske tasa, that just like the mincha and its libations were done in the morning, so too, which is what the context of the pasuk there is talking about, should be the mincha of the evening, which comes together with the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. And therefore, the comparison is, as the Gemara explains, because ma minchas habaker kateres kaitemis l'nesachim, just like the mincha in the morning, regarding the minchas nesachim of the carbon tamid, that we say that the keteres comes before the nesachim, and that is, all these processes are brought after the keteres, because even the evarim of the carbon tamid, which comes before, comes after the keteres. So afkan, so to regarding the tamid shel ben harbayim, keteres kedemes l'nesachim, the keteres also comes before the nesachim, and therefore, that's as the Gemara said, that the Keteris was brought between the Evarim and the Nesachim, because the Keteris has to come before the Nesachim. Then the Gemara asked the obvious question. So then, Ima lahalin Keteris Keitemis Levarim, but then you should say it should be complete comparison. Just like over there by the morning, that the Keteris was not only before the Nesachim, as we're trying to say over here by the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, that we had when was the Keteris brought, it was brought between the sacrificing of the limbs and the Nesachim, but in the morning was even more, the Keteris was even before the Evarim, so Avkan Keteris Kedemis Levarim. So to hear also by the evening, the Keteris should not only be before the Nesachim, because as we're comparing it to the morning one, just go the distance, like the morning one came not only before the Nesachim, but even before the burning of the sacrificing of the limbs, so too the Keteris should be even before that. So why is it between the Evarim and the Nesachim? So now the Gemara answers, Mik Siv Kevari HaBoker. Does the pasuk say like the morning limbs, and that is from the limbs of the carbon tamid shel shachar, so too should be the limbs, the sacrificial parts of the carbon tamid shel ben harbayim, which from that you would infer, like you're asking, that just like the ivarim of the carbon tamid shel shachar came after the keteres, so too the limbs of the carbon tamid shel ben harbayim was after the keteres. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say kevari habaker. Rather, kiminchas habaker. We said like the mincha of the morning should be the mincha of the evening. That's what ksiv, which tells you kiminchas habaker v'loy, and not that the limbs of the tamid shel ben harbayim should be kevar habaker like the limbs of the morning. And therefore, yes, we learn out the tamid the keteris from the evening, how it is how it is in the morning, which is in relation to the minchas habaker. Just like the minchas habaker came after the keteris, so to the minchas ben harbayim of the mincha flower offering that sacrificed as part of the carbon tamid. So therefore, by the Ben Abayim is the same thing, it will come after the Keteris. However, although in the morning, not only does the Mincha come after, but even the Evarim, which comes before the Mincha, is after the Keteris. In the evening, we don't make the comparison, we're only making it regarding the Mincha Satamid, and not the Evarim of the Karmat Tamid. Now, in relation to what we were discussing of the Niske Tamid, regarding the libations of the Karmat Tamid, the Gemara brings in the following discussion, again, regarding the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. So, talking about the Braisa. It's a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, "V'niskay revi'asahin," that the libations of the carbon tamid is a quarter of a hin, and the pasuk concludes, "La'keves ha'echad," for that one sheep that's being brought. Now that pasuk is in the context of a carbon tamid. Now it teaches regarding one of them. There's two carbon tamids, tamid shel shachar and tamid shel ben harbayim, that it requires nesachim libations. Now, however, that one that it's talking about in the pasuk is the tamid shel ben harbayim, because that's what the continuation of the Pesukim was coming from. Because it said previously, Vesakeves Hasheni Tasa Ben Abayim, and the second lamb, there's one in the morning, one in the evening, is brought in the evening. And it says, Vaseris Vasir Sa'efa Seilas, and there should be a tenth of a Eifa of flour. That's what we said, because there's a Minchas Hatamid, and it says, Oilas Tamid Hasuya, etc. Venisker Vesayin, and its libations is a quarter of an in. So therefore, we have a pasuk demonstrating for us that the carbon tamid shel ben harbayim requires nesachim. Now that the Braisa says yilmet shel shacharis mishel arvis. Now we learn out the carbon tamid shel shachar from the tamid shel ben harbayim, just like tamid shel ben harbayim. The pasuk is telling us requires nesachim. So to the tamid shel shachar requires nesachim. Continue on tamid beis. However, and the Braisa brings that Rebbe argues. He says no. We actually learn Arvis Mishal Shachar. So we learn the Tamar Shel Ben Abayim from the Tamar Shel Shachar. Because when the Pasuk talks about Lekeves HaEchad that requires Nisker Avias Ahen, it's actually talking about the Tamar Shel Shachar. Because it says in regards to it, it's a Keves HaEchad Tasav HaBeker. That it says that this one lamb that's done in the morning, so we see that the terminology, as the Gemara will shortly explain this, that it says in context of Tumat Shel Shachar, the term Echad, and therefore we know that the Pasuk that says over here Echad is a reference to Tumat Shel Shachar, and we actually learned the Tumat Shel Ben Abayim from Tumat Shel Shachar. So as the Gemara explains, Bishlam the Rabbanan, according to the understanding of the Rabbanan, it makes sense that Haibe Tumat Shel Ben Abayim, except the Pasuk, if you read the Pasuk, you see that it's in the context of Tumat Shel Ben Abayim. So Kevah Sashayni Taz Ben Abayim, it continues, it says, Ben Yiskai, its libations, calling Tumat Shel Ben Abayim, is Revi Sahin. El Rebbe my time, or what's the reason of Rebbe that he says that it's the reverse? That's actually Tomat Tomat Shel Shachar, and we learn Shel Ben Abayim from it. So not Amar Rav Ula Makra, because the pasuk says La Keves HaEchad, to the one lamb. Now Ezu Keves Shenema BaEchad. What is the lamb that says regarding it that it's the one? Avol Emes Tomat Shel Shachar. That's a reference to Tomat Shel Shachar, as we said, as a Keves HaEchad Tasav HaBeker. Where does it say that by the one in the morning, the Tomat Shel Shachar? It says Echad. That's why when it says over here Echad, it's a reference to the Tumat Shel Shachar, and we have to actually learn Shel Ben Abayim from it. So the Gemara asks, but Rabbanan, that they say that the intent of the pasuk is on the Tumat Shel Ben Abayim, my Echad. Why is it calling it actually the one? According to Rebbe, we know why, because it has to refer it as it's the Tumat Shel Shachar. But according to the Rabbanan, why is it called the Keves Echad? And that the Gemara answers Miyuchet Shebe Edrei, that although it's in context of the Tumat Shel Ben Abayim, it's calling it the choicest of his flock. That's why it says Echad, it's the Miyuchad, to say that the Karmen Tumet shall be from the choicest. The Rebbe, how does he know that it should be from the choicest if he needs the word Echad to teach that it's referencing it as the Tumet Shel Shachar? He learns it from a different pasuk in the Varm, Mei, and the Gersa takes out the letter Vav, and also the word Nidrecha is changed. He learns that Mimivchar Nidrechem Nafka. He learns that from the pasuk, from the choicest of your vow, of your oaths, that's what should be given for a person that's bringing a carbon. Therefore, you see, it has to be brought from your choice, and therefore, we know the same thing applies to the carbon tamid. However, Rabban, they would respond to Rebbe that no, you can't learn out the carbon tamid from Mivcha Nidrechem, because Chad B'chev V'chad B'nedavu, one pasuk, which is the one of Echad, would be teaching you a lesson regarding obligatory carbonus, that of the carbon tamid, that it has to be the Miyuchet Shev Edrei. The Chad B'nedavu, one would be teaching you by something that you're donating, or you're taking a vow for that. That's Mivcha Nidrechem, that's a different source, and Utsrichi, and it actually, you need both to tell you they have to be from the choices, because you would think to say by Karban Nedava that you're donating, that has to be from the choices, because you want it to be an appeasement and accepted by Hashem, because you're offering something that wasn't asked for. But yet on the other hand, you could say that maybe that only obligatory carbon has to be from the choices, because you have to pay up your debt, which is required that Hashem said you have to bring every single day. And that has to be from the choices, but when you're donating, maybe you could give whatever you want. And that's why the Rabban say that you needed both. You can't learn out like Rebbe does. You need both Mivcha Nidrechem, and you need Echa to tell you Miyuchat Shebe Edroi, and that Echa is not teaching you according to Rabbanan that it's a Tamid Shel Shachar. Rather, it's in context of Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, and you learn Shel Shachar from the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Now, the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that said, Yukayin Gadol Zakon Oistnes, again, continuing on the theme of the Avodah and Yom Kippurim, which is what our Masechet is about, that if the Kohen Gadol was an elderly person or if he was a very delicate person, so then there was a Machlokes in the Mishnah, the Rabban said that you heat up water for him, and Rabbi Yehuda says that they would actually take bars of iron that were hot. And the Gemara brings a Braisa that expounds upon this. Tanya, learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Ashashiyashal barzel, bars of iron, hoyu mechamin me'erev Yom Kippurim, they would heat up the bars, not hot water like the Rabbanan, umatilin techtzayin, they would put those hot bars of iron into the cold water of the mikvah, k'deshetavik tenasin, they should take the chill out of the water so that the Kohen Gadol, who's not so firm, can go in there and immerse himself, which he had to do 5 times that day. Not the Gemara asks, baloi mitzarif, but there's a halachic problem with taking a boiling hot piece of iron, of metal, and putting it into cold water, because when you take something off of a fire, a hot piece of metal, into water, it is mitzarefit, which means it consolidates it, it strengthens it, and makes it hard. Now, there's many different halachic interpretations of what the problem is, either because it's some type of extinguishing that flame, or because it's finishing the product, like a makab patish type of thing, but either way, mitzaref is a halachic problem. So how could we say that that's what should be done? So the Gemara gives two approaches. Amar Bibi says, Shlehigiyal Tziruv. It didn't reach that level of heat that it'll be the halachic problem of Tziruv, and that is because it already cooled down a little bit before they put it into the cold water. Now, although throughout the night it's in hot boiling coals, but it didn't get to what's like called like Libun, which is white from the heat, that it should be strengthened by putting into the water. And therefore, that wouldn't be like finishing and the product of the thing by strengthening it. It didn't reach that level of heat. And that's why there's no halachic problem. Abaya says, Afilatema shayilat tziruv. You could say that even it's boiling hot, and when you're going to put it into the water is going to solidify it. And that usually is the halachic problem of tziruv. However, davishein miskaven is mutter. Something that's not intended is permitted. And since here, when they're putting it in, they don't want to. When generally they would finish a product, they would do what's called tziruv. They would create and fashion the thing and heat it up and put into this like cold water, which would strengthen it and make it finish the product. But here, that's not what his intention is. They're only intending to take the chill out of the mikvah. And since it's not miskaven, it's mutter. It's not a problem of doing a malacha on Yom Kippur. On that, the Gemara asks, Umi Amar Baya Hachi, did Abaya say this? Which is the big machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding Dabashin Meskaven, that Abai holds that something that's not intended is permitted. But Vatanya learned the Braisa, it says a pasuk in Vayikra that the circumcision should take place bisar or lasai, in the skin and the flesh of his foreskin. Now, and that the drush is from the extra word bisar, in his flesh, that afila b'makam shiyesham baheres yakutz, even if on where the foreskin is, there is a nega, there's some tzaras, still you could cut that off when you're doing the bris milah of cutting off the foreskin. Div Reb Yeshua, that's the opinion of Reb Yeshua. Now, Vavinabai, and we had asked on this, Kral Lamali. We asked, why do we need a pasuk of the extra word of basar, that to tell you that even if that flesh has a nega on it, because technically it could have just written that yimel or lasai, he should circumcise his foreskin. Why did it write Bisar or Lasai? So that's coming to include even the flesh, which is written in the parash of Negoim, that Adam Kiyeb or Bisarai, if a man has in his skin, in his flesh, a nega that he cannot, it is a prohibition of cutting it off. So here when you're doing the circumcision, you're going to be cutting it off. That's what the pasuk is including in Bisar, to say even that buster you could take off when you're doing the bris milah. But that we had asked, why do you need a pasuk? But it is Dover Shein Miskaven. When they're doing the circumcision, their intention is not to take off the nega. If that's your intention, that would be Aser. But they just want to do a bris milah. So why do you need a pasuk if something that's not intended is permitted? Now, V'amar Abai, and Abai had answered on that question, Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Dover Shein Miskaven is Aser. Did he say something that's not intended is forbidden? Oh, that's why you need Basar, to tell you that Chiddush, that even though it would generally, yes, it would be Aser, but in this case it would be permitted. Now, so obviously, you see that Abaya holds that the pasuk supports Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that it had to have an extra word of basar to tell you that the taking off the nega would be permitted in this case of the bris milah, that even though it's a davashay miskaven, you still need a pasuk to permit it because generally davashay miskaven would be Aser. So how could Abaya be answering over here that tziruf is not a halachic problem? Because what you're putting in, it's not your intention to do tziruv, but Abaya had already explained that davishen miskaven is aser. So that the Gemara answers, hanemi lebechal tarkul. When did Abaya agree to Rabbi Yehuda's principle that davishen miskaven is aser? That's by something that has an issa deraisa, it's biblically prohibited. For example, cutting off a beharis, a nega, as the pasuk in Devarim Chavdal says, hishama benega tzras. You should be careful to safeguard the nega tzras, which the Gemara explains that's telling you that it's forbidden to cut off the beharis, the nega itself. So there is where Abai would agree that even if you're not intending to do it, but since it's a deraisa, davishen miskaven would be aser. Aval hacha tziruv drabbanahu. But here the prohibition of doing the tziruv is only rabbinically prohibited. And since only rabbinically prohibited, Abai would hold in such a case that davish ain miskaven, since it's rabbinic and it's not intended, and therefore it'd be permitted, and therefore you could actually take something that reached such a great heat that it will be strengthened by putting into the cold water. It doesn't make a difference because it's only rabbinic and it's davar she'ein miskaven. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Continuing now, as we spoke about previously, the first tefillah that he did and the Karban Tumah Shel Shachar, and that he did all the avoidas, the shechita, and the kabbalah, halacha, and the zrika. Now we move on to the tefillah shniyah. He did with his golden garments. That was the first out of the five different phases of the Avodah. Now he's moving on to the big day, Lavan, to the linen garments to do the Avodah inside the Kodesh, inside the holy areas. So the Mishnah tells that he vihu lebeis haparva. They brought him to the beis haparva to do his second immersion of the day. Uba kodesh ha'is, and this was in the sanctified area, because as we had explained in the previous daf, this requires tevila in the makom kodesh, in the holy area. So parsa sadin shalbutz beinu lebein am. So they hung up a curtain of linen between him and the people so that he could immerse privately into the mikvah. Kiddush yada v'raglav v'pasha. So he sanctified his hands and his feet. Then he took off his clothing. Remeya argues, and he says, Pasha, no, first he would take off his clothing, and only then, Kiddush Yad HaBiraglav, then he would sanctify his hands and his feet. As we had already explained in the previous daf, Lamad Alpha and Beis, this machloek is between Remeya and Rabbanan regarding the first of the two Kiddush Yad HaBiraglav that was by every tefillah, that they argue regarding, was it done before he took off his clothing or after he took off his clothing. Either way, Yard V'tavol, then he would go down and immerse himself. Olav in the stopik, he would come out of the mikvah, he would dry himself up. Hiviulei big day lavan, they brought him the white linen garments. Lavash, according to everybody, in these two opinions of Remeya and Rabbanan, first he would get dressed, and then he would do the second of the two Kiddush Yad HaBiraglav, of a Kiddush Yad HaBiraglav, he would wash his hands and his feet. Now the Mishnah tells us that b'shachar, in the morning, meaning there was two times that he would put on the linen garments. So the first time, when he was putting on clothing by this tefillah, so then hayolavish pelusin, he would put on the linen from the country of pelusin, which were very distinguished and expensive type of linen, shalshnei maser mana, of 12 mana worth. Bein erbayim, in the evening, when he would put on again the linen garments to go just remove the ladle and the shovel of the keteris and the ashes and the coals, then he would have. It would be Hinduian. It would be from the linen of the land of Hinduian, which Rashi translates as the land of Kush. And that would be Shoshmoyne Meya Zuz, Divrei Meya. And that was of 800 Zuz. That's according to the opinion of Remeya. They argue. They say B'shachar, in the morning, meaning the first time when he was going to do the avodis of the Ketiris and the blood of the Karbonis inside, Hayleivish Shoshmoyne Asamana, then it was 18 mana, ubein arbaim, in the evening, well, shoshnei masamana was of 12 mana. Hakol shleisha mana, that would be, the total would be 18 and 12, would be a total of 30 mana. Now the Mishnah concludes by saying, elu mishal tzibur. These amounts of the worth of these linen garments that he would wear, which was machliks, exactly how much, that of the morning, the first time, and that in the second time, was from the public funds. And Ratz Lahaisiv, the Kohen Gadol, wanted to increase its value and make it more expensive, then Maisa Mishalah, he can increase from his own. But this was how much we had set aside from public funds for the value of the Big Day Love. And again, if he wanted to add more, he could add more.